This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The fight in Ireland for life is brutal, but pro-life advocates count several victories in the rejection of a bill in their parliament that would have allowed abortion of those with disabilities. First, legislators rejected abortion-friendly rhetoric like incompatible with life. Secondly, Ireland's Attorney General found that disability cannot be used to deny Eighth Amendment protections to life. And thirdly, Irish voters are growing yet more uncomfortable with the denial of rights to certain unborn people. Polls show that most Americans, as many as two-thirds, do not support taxpayer funding of abortion. So while one political party is proposing truly radical ideas in its platform, one senator from West Virginia is having second thoughts about his party's radicalization on funding abortion. Democrat Joe Manchin calls his party's newly proposed platform crazy. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. Kelsey Grammer says that very little gets him angry, but injustice does that. The actor, famous for his roles in Frasier and earlier Cheers, offered a couple really good lines in a UK Times article last week. He called it dishonest to call abortion reproductive rights. And you can hear the anger in this one. If someone has to die as a result of rape, then we should kill the rapist, not the unborn child. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.